But last segment, Lando, you shared some beautiful stories about your brief time in the military, and I think you were wondering if your old sergeant was still alive. Well, I have a very special guest for you.
Okay.
Because joining us in studio, we tracked him down in this little amount of time that we have. In studio is Lando's former sergeant in the military, generic, Drill Sergeant Harris.
Thank you for allowing me to speak, and thank you for your service, son. You must have fought gallantly and incredible battles to suffer those wounds. Private Lando, you will stand when I enter the room, or you will put up my foot so far up your ass, you will taste my pedicure. Do you like yourself clear?
Yes, Drill Sergeant.
Yeah, well, sounds clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You moron. Drop down and get me three.
Oh, wow.
That was tough.
Dude, you're good at push-ups.
By the way, Drill Sergeant Harris, you never call a drill sergeant, sir. Just
shut up!
Sorry. Again, I think you said his name was Harris. Is that right? Is that your name?
My name is Sergeant Eldrick Harlan Stonewall Harris. My family defended our great nation for valor ever since the Third Age.
What do you mean, Third Age? What does that mean?
That's a great set of ears you have, along with those lips. I did say the Third Age.
Lando, I don't understand. Were you serving in Middle Earth?
Well, for generations, my family in the United Middle Earth Army, my grandpappy held Gondor. My family squatted in the same holes as the Battle of King Aragorn and that gay-ass pretty boy elf. When I was mere 7 years old, I marched to the Black Gates and defeated Sauron. Only for the Middle Earth.
What?
I love to go to hell in a handbasket. Now I have to serve alongside the hobbits.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize hobbits could serve. I never saw that in the movies. So.
Those are historical documentaries, and of course Private Landrum thought I was 10 feet tall. Hobbits are like a foot tall. Of course, when it dribbles, he thinks it's a monsoon, Monto. We had to let hobbits into our military because we had to make up for the lack of the pretty boy elves that ran off to the heaven boat along with those Lando godmitch. He called Frodo that he paid to.
I have no idea.
Well,
I think he misread the script.
Lando was telling us about his time in the military. Of course, we're talking apparently to Sergeant Eldrick Harlan Stonewall Harris. I hope I got that right. Lando's drill sergeant in the military. Well, you know our dear friend Kevin here. What can you tell us about Lando?
Private Lando was unfit to be a soldier. He is a disgrace to our entire battalion. Private Lando was less of a soldier, more of a possum playing dead all the time, dreaming of drinking wine out of a hobbit woman's near the regions. Meanwhile, us real men of Middle-earth fought the forces of New Mordor, lost our lives so his hobbit friend could sit perfectly and live on the sidelines at Fort Isengard, combing his foot hair. Private Lander, you look at me when I'm talking to you, drop down and give me another five.
Yes, Drill Sergeant.
Dude, your push-ups are great.
I'm more in shape than I thought.
Well, Lando, it seems like you may have left out some details.
After
about
that segment,
service.
I thought you should be court-martialed, strap pumpkins onto your testes, and roll down the hill that you live in.
What?
But that was not all. Private Lander was not only an exemplary soldier, he was a terrible soldier. On more than one occasion, he was caught making low-grade mead and a foxhole latrines.
Man.
Following discovery of gunpowder at the beginning of the 4 day, Private Lander was caught hoarding our ammunition and using our gunpowder to add to a flavor to his MRE potatoes. It's a potato. It doesn't need more flavor. Bullet, match it, stick it in a stew. And it was because of this we lost the second battle, Helm's Deep.
Lando, you didn't tell me that was why you were kicked out.
Well, I'm trying to make money while I was in there, you know.
Damn.
Private Lando was not kicked out of the military for that.
Okay.
What do you mean? What did he do?
Private Lando was caught manufacturing and selling and distributing narcotic known as ethanol.
Ethanol? Did you mean fentanyl? I didn't know they had
no,
that.
No, sir, you are mistaken. I said ethanol from ants. They are the mystical trees that walk around and talk. We were discovered making Private Lando was climbing up their trunks, hanging on their branches, and harvesting their drug from their nut unwilling ants. Private Lander would sell those narcotics to all the other hobbits and combat veterans, promising them to turn them into wizards. We lost a lot of good men, half men, who charged in naked into a battalion of orcs, believing they could cast lightning bolts from their genitals.
Okay, I think you're blaming me for a lot of things here.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, though, because Lando, I think that he's setting the record straight here. Sergeant, what's wrong? What's
my sword is glowing blue. There must be an orc nearby here. Sweet Mary and Pippin, there's one right over there. I got him.
No, DA. No,
it's
not an orc.
For Ruin in the Red Dawn.
DA, get out of here. I think he thinks you're an orc. yeah, old dame.
Girl elk.
Yeah.
I don't think that was my actual drill sergeant.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy had a real hard time getting words out.
He should have went slower.
He talked a little fast.
He didn't practice that first.